Good morning. 00 hours. Rain. 41 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. 41 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. 41 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. 42 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. 43 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. 47 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. 48 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 52 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees.
KE8RUH.
Good morning. at 8:10 p.m. KFA DMZ monitoring.
Good morning, 10:00 hours. 55 degrees. Good morning, 11:00 hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees.
KE8RUH.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 59 degrees.
Okay, well, this is not TMRF, so don't use this for beer.
Roger, roger. Thank you so much. Signing off.
Dumbass. $35, baby! Oh, a bunch of dumbasses.
I blame Bofang.
You on the Amazon, yo.
I blame Bofang.
Exactly. I got this radio under Amazon. I just type my little channels in and things go boop, boop, boop. I don't need a license because I'm a dumbass. W8 camera.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 63 degrees.
Kilo Foxtrot, Charlie Delta November, monitoring.
KF8 ESF, monitoring.
Yeah, it works if you keep crunching it, but don't.
Let them continue to play games. We have ways of finding them.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Cloudy. 65 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees.
N1KRD.
KC8YBF, this is KF8AYL. My name's Ken here. How are you doing this afternoon?
I am doing fine up here in a kind of a misty rain, Saginaw.
Yeah, I'm in Birch Run here. It's kind of spitting rain on and off. Nice and warm, though.
A few days or so, and just kind of wait and see what the weather brings. When the front comes in this afternoon, we're on tap for possibly some strong to severe thunderstorms, so we'll see what we get.
Yeah, and rain mixed with snow later in the week. That's nice.
Oh, yeah. It changes daily, that's for sure. You never know what you're going to get from day to day. And I've just brought up the weather map here, and it looks like they might have extended the line further north into Saginaw County, so I need to get to the National Weather Services page here and see what we get. Part of the weather spotters for the National Weather Service, so I try and keep up with that. And I have to call our net control for the Skywarn Nets and see if he is around to make sure that we have a net control for today if we need it.
I see. Sounds like fun. Yeah, I decided to go for a little stroll in the backwoods here behind my house. And since it was such a nice day, just on the HD off the Burt Tower, pretty close to it. I should be coming in good.
Yep, yeah, I just got the weather service. We are now into the enhanced range. So out of the 1 out of 5 scale for the weather service, we're now in Category 3. So Saginaw County, most of Saginaw County, except for up toward Freeland. Freeland's still in the slight 2 out of 5, and now Saginaw and Point South, Birch Run, Frankenmuth, that area is all in now in the enhanced. So they upped us a little bit since this morning. Line moved further, a little further north.
Well, we get what we get. I just hope I don't get wet walking around back here.
Nope, don't need the severe weather, that's for sure. Or what they've been getting up north. I've been watching the feeds out of Gaylord's National Weather Service on the service chat app, and boy, they got a mess up there. They got lots of ice, brought down trees, power lines, crossroads. I know I've seen the feed from there from Weather Service was saying basically, and even up in one of the counties, emergency manager declared a state of emergency to shelter in place and not to leave your home because the roads were so bad, so many trees down, power lines, and basically the roads were impassable with ice up toward Gaylord and that. So they got a mess up there.
Yeah, I'm pretty familiar with that. I drive through there quite often. We got a property on the west end of the UP that probably going to end up retiring to But I got a camera there. They're still putting half the snow on the ground there, and they got 4 or 5 inches yesterday. I think they're supposed to get another couple of days and another 3 or 4 over the next couple of days. So they're still getting snow.
I know. I saw somebody posted on one of the sites. I think it was like Calumet or something like that. As of the 27th or 28th, they had 303 inches of snow for the season, and we're expecting to get more today and then more on another like 12 to 14 inches today and then another half a foot on like Wednesday or something. So, yeah, UP gets it.
Yeah, we're about 20 minutes from the Calumet place there, so. That's real close. That sounds about right from what I'm seeing on the camera. They're getting snow. Forgot to cover up my snow machine. It's getting snow piled on it.
Yep, that's for sure. And I know I from the Weather Service in Gaylord, they broke their all-time snowfall record for this year. They had whatever the date was, this was back a couple weeks ago, and they still might have got a little more to it. They had 185 and a half inches up at the Gaylord Weather Service office, so it broke their record.
Well, 300 for the Keweenaw is about just a little bit more than average for that area. But you got to make up for last year. Last year was like 130 or something. It was like 3 weeks of snow, and that was it. Yeah, there was no more snow. It was kind of an oddball year.
Yeah, same for Saginaw County. We're quite a bit below normal. I can't remember. I've got a meeting coming up next Saturday with the Weather Service, so I'll find out what the totals were. But I know Flint, Detroit, and Saginaw were all below normal snowfall for this year, so didn't get a lot here.
Well, it stayed cold for long enough. We had snow on the ground for quite a while. That was kind of nice, I thought, anyway. I like snow.
Well, that's the difference between, you know, back when I grew up in the 70s, 60s and 70s, it always stayed cold. Whatever snow we got stayed on the ground, so it seemed like we got a whole lot of snow. Whereas nowadays, the Weather Service said we're really still getting the same amount of snow as we did back then. It's just not all on the ground at one time. We get the warm weather that we get snowing and it goes away and get a batch and so on. So most of it's never really on the ground at any one time for that to get those totals around here.
Yeah, that's kind of how it is today. I mean, there was some of that going on back in the 70s and 80s when I was a kid, but yeah, that's kind of what I always said about the UP. Like, people are like, oh, they're crazy, you get so much snow. It's like, you know, the snow stays, so you can actually do something. Like, the heater just snows enough to make a mess, but you can't do anything. You can't snowshoe, snowmobile, ski. I mean, you can ski in, you know, the places that have the snowmakers, but like cross-country skiing or whatnot. But, yeah, you get enough snow where it sticks around, you can do stuff with it, and it's fun. It's nice to be outside in the snow, especially when it's like 25 degrees and sunny. Perfect.
Yeah, it's nice when that happens, but like you said, yeah, you never get it on the ground at one time. It just makes a mess. And I kind of figure that's what happened to Apple Mountain out there for the ski resort out there at Apple Mountain. They closed the ski resort several years ago because they just weren't getting the snow, and they had so many, you know, they get 3-4 inches and then it thaws and so on, so they were constantly making snow, and you can't make any money like that when you can't get a good base and can't get enough snow for anybody to ski in. So I can imagine, yeah, it was costing them more money than it was worth.
Oh, really? They closed that place down? I didn't know that place was closed.
Yeah, their snow or their ski portion of it closed down. They still got all the banquet facilities and the restaurant and the golf course and that out there, but the mountain, as call it, Apple Mountain out there for the ski part of it closed down probably, I'm going to say, 5 years ago.
Oh, I see. I remember taking my daughter there to ski when she was in high school. That was about 6 years ago. So must have closed down shortly after that.
Yep, I know. We've gone out there for a banquet for something, and it was in the winter. I think, well, wait, there's snow up there, but I don't see any snow or any skiers or anything else. And I talked to them. And they said, it's been closed, and I think it's been back right after pandemic or something like that. So it's been a little while at least. Well, I'm going to let you go. I've got to get some more things down here. I just came down to get the computer started. Weather's supposed to come in after 6 p.m. or so here. And I've got the coming up here on this frequency, or at least on the link frequencies here, we got the state ARPSC net, so the state emergency net comes up at 5 o'clock. So that's open to anybody. Really, you'll get all the various counties. It's a link in to the state HF net, because not everybody, and depending on the band conditions, can get in around the state, so they link a bunch of UHF and VHF repeaters together to be about that on that net. So it's an HF net, but they link it in. It runs about a half hour from 5 to 5:30 or so.
Good afternoon, 1600 hours.
All right, yeah, I think I joined that net once or twice before in the past. But, good time with you. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon and evening here. And 73, I'll be clear, KF8AYL.
This is KC8YVF, clear.
UHF hub disconnected. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 66 degrees. Updated weather. Severe thunderstorm watch. Severe thunderstorm watch. Severe thunderstorm watch. Good evening, 1800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 69 degrees. UHF hub connected to Flynn 600. UHF hub connected to node 53696. MI5 event 1 connected to UHF hub.
UIH in Midland County, checking in.
Midland County, go ahead.
It's Midland, KB8UIH.
Kilo Victor 8, United India Hotel.
Kilo Bravo 8, Uniform India Hotel.
I got you. And your name, sir, please.
I'm sorry, say again.
I'm looking for your name and your next status, please.
Christopher, like Columbus, and we are green.
Alrighty, I'm going to check in. It's like a joke to my phone right here. There we go. At, that's roughly 1802.
Kilo Bravo 8, Alpha Yankee, Washtenaw Green.
Washtenaw, one more time, I'm sorry.
Kilo Bravo 8, Alpha Yankee, Washtenaw is green.
Your name, please?
Kilo Bravo 8, Alpha Yankee, Steve.
Alrighty, thank you. I got you checked in at 1805.
KB and SWR.
This is KATX. Listen, there's a wonderful morning remaining in the park until 7 o'clock for Lenawee County at 607. Severe thunderstorms are located along a line extending from 10 miles northeast of Litchfield to 6 miles west of Hudson to near Bryan, moving northeast at 70 miles an hour. 70 mile an hour wind gusts and heavy side hail are the main hazards of these storms. Expect considerable tree damage. Damage is likely to mobile homes, roofs, and outbuildings. These severe thunderstorms will be near Hudson and Addison around 6:10, Cement City, Morenci, and Clayton around 6:15, Onstead around 6:20, Adrian around 6:25, Tecumseh and Clinton around 6:30, Blissfield around 6:35, Britton and Deerfield around 6:40. Other locations impacted by these severe thunderstorms include Seneca, Manitou Beach, Level Lake, Macon, Lime Creek, Ogden Center, Ridgeway, Palmyra, and Tipton. This is Kate BTX.
Kate BTX from NAPDS, Michigan.
Go ahead, Rafa.
Kate BTX from November 8th. Victor Delta Sierra, NAPDS, Genesee County.
4-1, your audio is like way down there, really low. Just barely hear it. We got products.
There's a thing calling to DCX.
D County, November 8th, Victor Delta Sierra, NAPDS, green.
K8DTX, this is Saginaw County.
Go ahead, Saginaw County.
Go ahead and check us in at 1811. This is T-Station Kilo, Charlie, 8, Yankee, Victor, Foxtrot. KC8YZF, name is Ron Romeo Oscar November. We are in standby for Saginaw County.
Okay, Saginaw, I've got you checked in at 1811, KC8YZF, or KATTX. This is KATTX. Your thunderstorm warnings have been issued for Livingston County and Washtenaw County until 7:15 p.m. At 6:14, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from near Potterville to 7 miles northwest of Jackson to near Hudson, moving northeast at 60 miles an hour. 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts and 25 hail are the main hazards. Expect considerable pre-damage. Damage is also likely to mobile homes, roofs, and outbuildings. Severe thunderstorms will be near Manchester around 6:30, Gregory and Chelsea around 6:35, Pinckney and Salisville around 6:40, Howell, Saloon, and Dexter around 6:45, Brighton, Ann Arbor, Hamburg, Oak Grove, Whitmore Lake, and Oaxaca around 6:50. Heartland, Vicksburg, and Atoliani around 6:55. South Lyon around 7. Salem around 7:05. That's KAGX.
KAGGX, KCHELQ for Bay County.
Bay County, one more time, I'm sorry.
This is KCHELQ, Kilo, Charlie, 8, Echo, Lima, Quebec, Paul. Bay County, condition green.
All right, Bay County, we've got you in at condition green at 1816. Thank you for checking in. KTX. Thank you, Oshawa. KTX.
Severe thunderstorm watch.
This is KTX. The severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7 o'clock for Runaway County. At 6:19 p.m., severe thunderstorms are located along the line extending from Jackson to near Clayton to near Archbold, moving northeast at 70 miles an hour. 70-mile wind gusts and penny-sized hail is the main hazard. Again, expect considerable tree damage, and damage to is likely to mobile homes, roofs, and outbuildings. These severe thunderstorms will be near Olmsted, Morenci, Adrian, and Clayton around 6:25, Tecumseh and Clinton around 6:30, Westfield around 6:35, Britton around 6:40, and Deerfield around 6:45. Other locations impacted by these severe thunderstorms include Seneca, Manitou Beach, Devil's Lake, Macon, Lime Creek, Munson, Ogden, Center, Ridgeway, Palmyra, and Tipton. This is KDTX.
KDTX from NABDS, Genesee County.
Still have any media.
Hi, Piper. Key station, Genesee, condition green.
Hello. Thank you for checking in. Forgive me, I don't remember your name. Can you give it to me?
It's Randy. Romeo Alpha, November Delta Yankee. Just like your boss.
Got it. Sorry, Randy. I recognize the calls, and I always forget first name, so I got you guys checked in at 1822. This is KDTX. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Shiawassee County until 7:30. At 6:23, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from near Potterville to near Leslie to near Grass Lake, moving northeast at 65 miles an hour. 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts from penny-sized hail are the main hazards of these storms. The severe thunderstorms will be near Waynesburg and Perry around 6:40, Morris around 6:45, Bancroft and Owasso around 6:50, Byron, Durand, Corona, and Henderson around 6:55, Lennon around 7, and New Lothrop around 7:05. Other locations impacted by these severe thunderstorms include Dubville, Bennington, Shaftsburg, Carlin, and Vernon. This includes I-69 between mile markers 98 and 123. This is
K8DTX, Wayne County.
Go ahead, Wayne County.
Yeah, Wayne County has opened a condition green net at 6:26 p.m. Key station is KD8QWK, Kilo Delta 8, Quebec Whiskey Kilo. Name is David.
All right, Wayne County, I've got you checked in at 1826, Dan I-4-8, Maitland. This is KATX. The severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:15 for Livingston and Washtenaw counties. At 6:27, severe thunderstorms were located along the line extending from near East Lampoon to 6 miles west of Stockbridge to Onstead, moving northeast at 55 miles an hour. 80-mile-an-hour wind gusts and heavy-sized hail are the main hazards with these storms. High debris would be dangerous to those caught without shelter. Mobile homes would be heavily damaged. Expect considerable damage to roofs, windows, and vehicles. Extensive tree damage and power outages are likely. Break. These severe thunderstorms will be near Manchester around 6:30, Gregory and Chelsea around 6:35, Fowlerville around 6:40, Howell, Saline, Tinky, and Dexter around 6:45, Ann Arbor, Hamburg, Oak Grove, Whitmore Lake, and Cohasa around 6:50, Brighton and Ypsilanti around 6:55, Southland, Heartland, and Dixboro around 7 o'clock, Salem around 7:05. Other locations impacted by these severe thunderstorms include Pittsfield Township, Whitaker, Plainfield, Hudson Mills Metro Park, Island Lake State Recreation Area, Bridgewater, Valley Mills, Pleasant Lake, Barton Hills, and Conway Township. This includes the following highways: I-94 between mile markers 154 and 187, I-96 between mile markers 125 and 152, M-14 between mile markers 1 and 15, and U.S. 23 between mile markers 26 and 77. This is KADTX.
KADTX, this is Washington. KX, this is Washington.
Go ahead, Washington.
Washington has activated sirens for a threat over 80 miles an hour winds at
1830. Okay, thanks for giving us the heads up. As far as I can tell, it looks like the original expiration for the warning goes until 7:15, so I don't think there's been an extension. It says KDTX, the severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:30 for Shiawassee County. At 6:33, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from Capital Region International Airport to near Mason to near Stockbridge, moving northeast at 65 miles an hour. 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts and penny-sized hail are the main hazards with these storms. Expect considerable tree damage, as well as damage likely to mobile homes, roofs, and outbuildings. Severe thunderstorms will be near Perry around 6:40, Lanesburg and Morris around 6:45, Bancroft and Owasso around 6:50, Iron, Deland, Kelowna, and Henderson around 6:55, Lennon around 7, and New Lothrop around 7:05. Other locations impacted by these severe thunderstorms include Chubbville, Bennington, Shaftsburg, Carlin, and Vernon. This includes I-69 between mile markers 98 and 123. Stand by, I have another one to read. This is KBTX. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:04 Lenawee County. At 6:34, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from near Stockbridge to near Manchester to 9 miles north of Delta, moving northeast at 70 miles an hour. 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts and penny-sized hail are gathered with these storms. The severe storms will be near Blissfield and Deerfield around 6:40. Other locations impacted by these severe thunderstorms include Seneca, Macon, Ogden Center, Ridgeway, Palmyra, Tipton, Jasper, Wilm Center, and Weston. This is KDVX. Stand by for returning the warning. This is KADTX. National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning for southeastern Shiawassee County and northwestern Livingston County until 7:15. At 6:39, severe thunderstorms capable of producing both tornadoes and extensive straight-line wind damage were located near Fowlerville, moving northeast at 70 miles an hour. The main hazard is a tornado. The source's radar indicated rotation. Flying debris will be dangerous to those caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be damaged or destroyed. Damage to roofs, windows, and vehicles will occur. Tree damage is likely. These storms will be near Fowlerville by 6:45 and Byron and Cahokia around 6:50. Other locations impacted by this tornadic thunderstorm include Conway Township and Vernon. This includes the following highways: I-96 between mile markers 125 and 128, and I-69 between mile markers 114 and 123. This is KZ here. This is KATTX. We have a thunderstorm warning for Saginaw County. Sorry about that. Until 7:45. At 6:41, severe thunderstorms were located near along the line, extending from near Alma to 11 miles west of Elsie to 6 miles west of St. John's, moving northeast at 55 miles an hour. 70 mile an hour wind gusts and heavy fire hail were the main hazards for these storms. Severe thunderstorms will be near Marion Springs around 6:55, Merrill around 7, St. Charles around 7:05, Oakley, Freeland, and Chesney around 7:10, Saginaw around 7:15, Bridgeport and Milwaukee around 7:20, Franklin moves around 7:35. Other locations impacted by these severe thunderstorms include Brant, Nelson, Carrollton, Grayfield, Arthur, Fenmore, Earth, Universal, Township, Guerra, and Leighton Corners. This is Kate DJ.
ADPX, this is Saginaw County.
Stand by, Saginaw. Okay, go ahead, Saginaw.
Okay, we acknowledge the severe thunderstorm warning. Please put us in condition yellow at this point. KC5VL.
Okay, we've got it. Condition yellow, 1845. This is KVTX with two updates. Severe thunderstorm is effective until 7:30 for Shiawassee County. At 6:44, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from near DeWitt to near Williamson to 6 miles north of Gregory, moving northeast at 65 miles an hour. Also, the National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning for Shiawassee County until 7:15. At 6:44, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Perry, moving northeast at 60. The main hazard is a tornado. The source is radar-indicated rotation. The storm will be near Perry and Morris around 6:50, Corona around 6:55. Other locations impacted by the tornadic thunderstorm include Judville, Bennington, Shaftsburg, and Carland. This includes I-69 between mile markers 98 and 114. Back over to the thunderstorm in Shiawassee. I'm going to take a break here for a second. That severe thunderstorm will be near Lanesburg, Perry, Morris, Bancroft, and Owosso around 6:50, Byron, Durand, Corona around 6:35, near Lennon and Henderson around 7, New Lothrop around 7:05. Other locations impacted by the severe thunderstorms include Judville, Bennington, Shaftsburg, Carland, and Vernon. This includes I-69 between mile markers 98 and 123. This is KATTX.
KADCX, KCHELQ.
Station calling standby. I have another warning to read. This is KADCX. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning from Monroe County in southeastern Michigan and Wayne County, also in southeastern Michigan, until 7:45. At 6:46, severe thunderstorms were located along the line extending from near Dexter to Britton to near Ottawa Lake, moving northeast at 65 miles an hour. Main hazards with these storms are 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts and heavy fire hail. Source is radar indicated. Expect considerable tree damage. Damage is likely to mobile homes, roofs, and outbuildings. The severe thunderstorms will be near Dundee, Petersburg, Milan, and Ottawa Lake around 6:50. Ida, Canton, Belleville, and Mayne around 7, Livonia, Romulus, Monroe, and Orso around 7:05, Taylor and Carlton around 7:10, Flat Rock, Dearborn, and Greenfield Village around 7:15, Wyandotte and Trenton around 7:20, Lake Detroit and Grove Field around 7:25, Downtown Detroit and Belle Isle around 7:30. Other locations impacted by these severe thunderstorms include Newport, Melvindale, Gibraltar, Erie, New Boston, Woodland Beach, Stony Point, Gold Harbor, Rockwood, and Sahara. This includes the following highways. I-75 between markers 1 and 58, I-275 between markers 1 and 29, I-94 between markers 188 and 225, I-96 between markers 169 and 192, M-10 between markers 1 and 12, M-14 between markers 16 and 21, and US-23 between markers 1 and 25. Stand by, there's another one to read. This is KDCX. The severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for Midland County until 7:45. At 6:48, severe thunderstorms were located along the line extending from near Shepherd to Ithaca to 7 miles west of LC, moving northeast at 65 miles an hour. 70-mile-an-hour winds out from Pennsylvania. Tails are the main hazards of these storms. The severe thunderstorms will be near Oil City and Pleasant Valley around 6:55, Sanford and Midland around 7:05, and Eatonville around 7:10. Other locations impacted by these storms include LaPorte, Averill, Gordonville, Bombay, Porter Township, Poseyville, Hope, and North Bradley. This includes US 10 between mile markers 102 and 127. This is K8DTX. If I remember correctly, there was a station you tried to call me, and I had about 8,000 of those to read. I want to say it was Washtenaw, maybe, or Saginaw, I can't remember, but whoever it was, you can come back now.
KZ8ELQ, Bay County, we have a condition green net, and the net started at 16:45.
Okay, Bay County, I checked you guys in at 18:16, but thanks for checking in again.
K8DTX, Wayne County.
Go ahead, Wayne County.
Yeah, we've upgraded to a condition yellow net at
18:50. Okay, I've got you upgraded to a condition yellow at 18:50. Stand by, I got another one to read.
KV8UIH, Midland.
This is K8DTF. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Oakland County and Genesee County until 7:45. At 6:51, severe thunderstorms are located along the line extending from near Williamsburg to Oak Grove to near Whitmore Lake, moving northeast at 60 miles an hour. 70-mile-an-hour winds and 25 hail are the main hazards with these storms. The severe thunderstorms will be near South Lyon around 6:55. Milford, Linden, Danes, Fenton, and Novi around 7, Lake Fenton, Flint, Lennon, Schwartz Creek, and Holly around 7:05, Burton, Grambling, West Bluefield, and Flushing around 7:10, Mount Morris, Goodrich, Fortunville, Montrose, Beecher, Clarkston, and Pontiac around 7:15, Clio, Dixon, and Crossroads Village around 7:20, Oxford and Boatsville around 7:25, and Otter Lake around 7:30. Stand by, there's another one. All right. This is KDTX. The tornado warning for northwestern Livingston County has been canceled. The tornadic thunderstorm, which prompted moved out of the warned area, so the warning has been canceled. The severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:15, and the thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 10 o'clock. However, a tornado warning remains in effect until 7:15 for southeastern Shiawassee County. At 6:52, a severe squall line capable of producing both tornado and extensive straight line wind damage is located over Byron, or 7 miles south of Durand, moving northeast at 60 miles an hour. The dangerous storm will be near Durand around 7 o'clock. Other locations impacted by this tornadic thunderstorm include Vernon. This includes I-69 between mile markers 114 and 123. Right. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:45 for Oklahoma County. At 6:53, severe thunderstorms were located along happening from 6 miles north of Lanesburg to Oak Grove to near Whitmore Lake, moving northeast at 60 miles an hour. 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts from Pennyside Hill are main hazards with this storm. The severe thunderstorms will be near South Lyon, Milford, London, Dane, Fenton, and Novi around 7 o'clock, Lake Fenton, Lennon, Schwartz Creek, and Holly around 7:05, Burton, Grand Blanc, Flint, and Flushing around 7:10, Goodrich, Ortonville, Montrose, Beecher, Clarkston, and Hyatt around 7:15, Mount Morris, Clio, Davidson, and Crossroads Village around 7:20, Oxville and Oldsville around 7:25, Otter Lake around 7:30. Other locations impacted by these severe thunderstorms include Franklin, Peel Harbor, Waterford, Orchard Lake, Rankin, Holly State Recreation Area, Commerce, Rose Center, Israel Village, and Orange Hill. This includes the following highways. I-75, between mile markers 60 and 133. I-4, 75, between mile markers 1 and 16. I-96, between 154 and 167. I-696, between 1 and 9. I-69, between 124 and 148. M-10, between 13 and 18. M-59, between 38 and 48. And US-23, between 78 and 90. Stand by for another one.
And Genesee Caffey's in thunderstorm warning. Condition yellow. Any videos?
Genesee, I got the condition yellow at 18. And this is KADTX. The tornado warning for northwestern Livingston County was canceled. And the warning remains in effect for Shiawassee. At 6:52, the squall line capable of producing both tornadoes and straight line wind damage was located over Byron, or 7 miles south of Durand, moving northeast at 60 miles an hour. This storm will be near Durand around 7 o'clock. Other locations impacted by this thunderstorm include Vernon. This is KADTX. Found one more. Tornado warning remains in effect until 7:15 for Shiawassee County. At 6:55, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located over Owosso, moving northeast at 60. The dangerous storm will be near Owosso and Corona around 7, New Lothrop around 7:05. Other locations impacted by the tornadic thunderstorm include Jedville and Harlan. This is KATTX.
KADTX, LaPierre County.
Is that LaPierre County? Go ahead.
We're checking in. Condition green is at 6:55.
Your call sign and name, please. Actually, stand by. I've got another thing to read. This is KADTX. The severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:15 for Eastern Livingston and Washtenaw County. At 6:58, severe thunderstorms were located along the line extending from near Lennon to near Brighton to near Ypsilanti, moving northeast at 70 miles an hour. These severe storms will be near Salem around 7:05. Those impacted by these severe thunderstorms include Pittsfield Township, Whitaker, Lakeland, Island Lake, Island Lake State Recreation Area, Chilson, Nellie Mills, Martin Hill, Tyrone Township, and Deerfield. Stand by. Got another one. This is KADTX. The severe thunderstorm warning for Lenawee County will expire at 7 o'clock. The storm has prompted a warning to move to a warned area. Therefore, the warning will be allowed to expire. A severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 10 o'clock for Southwest.
100 hours. Mostly cloudy.
Let's see here. Who that was? It was already before. Whoever you were, go ahead now. Yeah, LaPierre. Go ahead, LaPierre.
All right, thank you. The call sign is KV8TAR, Tango Alpha Romeo, and the name is Kevin.
Okay, and it's a Kilo Bravo 8. Just double checking.
Affirmative, Kilo Bravo 8.
Okay, I've got you guys checked in under condition green at 1858.
We're not kind of 380 yet.
380 DTX, go ahead.
Yeah, Piper, Oakland County is contacting me and letting me know that they've got the MR radio going again, but they didn't have information. So they're going to go for me. If something happens, then I have to relay it to you. I'll be relaying any reports or anything from them through me. They're going to give them Fred's DMR information and that's what they get under their radio.
Okay, I mean, I've got the radio on here so I can hear them, but yeah, they never checked it directly to me. I suppose I can talk to them on the other radio, but, however we want to do it.
Yeah, we just don't want to get in the head anymore. So, just want to put with you on the way they were, they just told me, so. I don't want to do that anymore.
Okay, no worries. I mean, however we decide to turn it is the way we do it. That's fine. I do have a couple of statements to read, so stand by. Okay, DTS. Okay, DTS, I've got a couple of statements to read here. Yeah, first one being a severe thunderstorm warning on May's in effect until 7:45 for Oakland and Genesee counties. At 7:03, severe thunderstorms were located along the line extending from near Schwartz Creek to Fenton to near Holly to near Salem, moving northeast at 65 miles an hour. The severe thunderstorms will be near. Impacted by these storms include Franklin, Teagle Harbor, Waterford, Orchard Lake, Rankin, Holly State Recreation Area, Commerce, Rose Center, Lathrop Village, Auburn Hills. A tornado warning remains in effect until 7:15 for northeastern Shiawassee County. At 7:03, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Henderson or near New Lothrop, moving northeast at 60 miles an hour. This storm will be near New Lothrop around 7:10. Other locations impacted by this storm include Judville. This is KADTX. This is KADTX. The severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:45 for Central Monroe and Wayne counties. At 7:06, the severe thunderstorm is located along the line, extending from Novi to Belleville to near Ida, moving northeast at 65 miles an hour. 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts and penny size hail are the main hazards. These severe thunderstorms will be near Canton, Belleville, Livonia, Romulus, Mabee, Monroe, North Carolina, Carlton around 7:10, Flat Rock, Dearborn, Taylor and Greenfield Village around 7:15, Wyandotte and Trenton around 7:20, Detroit and Grove Steel around 7:25, Downtown Detroit and Belle Isle around 7:30, Grosse Pointe around 7:35. Other locations impacted by these severe thunderstorms include Newport, Meltdale, Gibraltar, Erie, New Boston, Woodland Beach, Stony Point, Bolt Harbor, Rockford, and Samaria. This is Katie again.
Have you also Tuscola County?
Okay, was that Tuscola County?
Affirmative. Alpha Charlie 8 Whiskey Oscar. We're checking in condition green at 7:07.
Your name, sir?
My name is Deer Golf Echo India Romeo.
Okay, I got you checked in. Stand by, I got statement to read. This is KDTX. The severe thunderstorm warning for Eastern and Eastern Washtenaw counties will expire at 7:15. The storms which prompted the warning have moved out of the warned area, therefore the warning will be allowed to expire. Stand by for a break. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Bay County until 8 o'clock. At 7:08, severe thunderstorms were located along the line extending from near Sanford to 6 miles south of Midland to near Charles, moving northeast at 65 miles an hour. 70-mile-an-hour winds up from the tail of the main hazard. Severe thunderstorms will be near Midland and Auburn at 7:15, Bay City around 7:20, Hicksville, McCallin, and Woodland around 7:25, Bentley and Pinn County around 7:30. Other locations impacted by these severe thunderstorms include Mount Forest, Conk, Willard, and Bay City State Recreation Area. Stand by for another statement. National Weather Service says the severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:45 for Saginaw County. At 7:08, severe thunderstorms were located along the line extending from 7 miles north of Merrill to near St. Charles to near Chesaning, moving northeast at 55 miles an hour. 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts and heavy side hail are the main hazards with the storms. The storms will be near Freeland and St. Charles around 7:15, Bridgeport and Saginaw around 7:20, Milwaukee and Arch 1 around 7:25, Franklin around 7:30. Other locations impacted by these severe storms include Brandt, Nelson, Carrollton, Garfield, Arthur, Burt, Buena Vista Township, Gera, Clayton Corners, and Indian Town. Stand by for another statement. This is KADTX with two statements. The first one being, the tornado warning for East Central Shiawassee County will expire at 7:15. Has weakened below severe limits in the warned area. Therefore, the warning will be allowed to expire. However, gusty winds are still possible with this thunderstorm. Also, the severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:45 for Midland County. At 7:10, severe thunderstorms are located along the line extending from near Sanford to near Midland to near Merrill, moving northeast at 75 miles an hour. The severe thunderstorm will be near Edenville and Midland around 7:15. Other locations impacted by these severe thunderstorms include LaPorte, Averill, Gordonville, Bombay, Poseyville, Hope, and North Bradley. This is KADTX. This is KADTX. The tornado warning for northeastern Shiawassee County will expire at 7:15. I think I just read this one, but print it again, so I'm reading it again. The storm which prompted the warning has weakened and it has exited the warned area. Therefore, the warning will be allowed to expire. However, gusty winds are still possible with this thunderstorm. A severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 10 o'clock for southeastern Michigan. This is KADTX. Go ahead, Washtenaw.
Washtenaw had no report just then, but we do plan to shut down our green net at 1915.
This is KADTX, National Weather Service, has received a severe thunderstorm warning for Tuscola and Lapeer County until 8:15. At 7:15, severe thunderstorms are located along the line extending from near Bridgeport to near Beecher to near Ortonville, moving northeast at 75 miles an hour. Main hazard with these storms is 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts and heavy-sized hail. Severe thunderstorms will be near Hadley around 7:20, Lapeer, Otter Lake, Millington, Vassar, Reese, Memora, and Columbiaville around 7:25, Quinnipiac around 7:30, Lum, Akron, North Branch, Fairgrove, Taro, and Mayville around 7:35, Clifford and Unionville around 7:40, Brown City and Kingston around 7:45, Gagetown and Cass City around 7:50. Other locations impacted by these severe thunderstorms include Goodland Township, East Dayton, Attica, Tuscola, Elba, Wilmot, Lesnar, Ellington, and Gilbert. KADTX, time for another statement. This is KADTX. The severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:45 for Oakland and Genesee counties. At 7:16, severe thunderstorms were located along the line extending from Crossroads Village to Goodrich to near Oakville to near West Newfield, moving northeast at 60 miles an hour. 80-mile-an-hour wind gusts and heavy-sized hail are the main hazards with these storms. The severe storms will be near Burton, Goodrich, Bortonville, Davidson, Birmingham, Otisville, Troy, Clarkston, Pontiac, and Crossroads Village around 7:20, Rochester and Oxford around 7:25, Otter Lake and Sterling Heights around 7:30. Other locations impacted by these storms include Franklin, Keeble Harbor, Waterford, Orchard Lake, Holly State Recreation Area, Commerce, Pleasant Village, Auburn Hills, Bingham Farms, and Genesee. This is KADTX.
KADTX, JCELQ, Bay County. We are switching from condition green to condition yellow.
Okay, Bay County, I got you. I switched over to yellow at 1918. KDTF. Can you remind me, when did you say that Oakland County started their net? I didn't get a chance to write it down earlier.
I was just around with the system and I applied for you, just, you were totally unreadable. Try it again.
Is this any better?
Severe thunderstorm warning. Severe thunderstorm watch.
Piper, you're good.
Okay, I'll get back with you on when Oakland County started their net, because we have a couple of statements to read here. This is KETX with two updates. A severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for Macomb County until 8:15. At 7:19, severe thunderstorms were located along the line extending from Ortonville to near Pontiac to near Livonia, moving east at 60 miles an hour. 70-mile-an-hour winds off from Pennyside Hill are the main hazard. The severe thunderstorms will be near Warren Hill, St. Clair Ford, and Clinton around 7:35. Armada, Mount Clemens, and Macomb Township around 7:40. New Baltimore and Richmond around 7:45. Memphis around 7:50. Other locations impacted by these severe thunderstorms include Roseville, Shelby Township, Ray Center, Utica, Fraser, East Point, Washington, New Haven, Stony Creek, Metro Park, and Centerline. Break for the second statement. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 4 and 5 for eastern Saginaw County. At 7:19, severe thunderstorms were located along the line extending from near Auburn to near Saginaw to near Montrose, moving northeast at 55 miles an hour. Mean hazard with these storms is 70 miles an hour winds off some heavy sized hail. The severe storms will be near Bridgeport, Zilwaukee, Birch Run, and Saginaw around 7:25, Frankenmuth around 7:30. Other locations impacted by these severe thunderstorms include Swan Creek, Shiawassee National Wildlife Refuge, Carlton, Foster's, Arthur, Burke, Buena Vista Township, Darrell, Layton Corners, and Indian Town. Stand by for another statement, KDTX. This is KDTX. The severe thunderstorm warning for Shiawassee County will expire at 7:30. Storms which prompted the warning have moved out of the area, therefore the warning will be allowed to expire. The severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 10 o'clock for southeastern Michigan. This is KDTX.
KADTX, this is Washtenaw, KBADY.
Go ahead, Washtenaw.
Washtenaw turns green net at 19:15. Thank you very much. Good night.
Okay, that's checked out at 19:15. Thanks for checking in earlier. Have a great night, KADTX.
Hi, Brent. Keep the traffic off the radio.
I caught keeping traffic off the radio, and then you kind of got muddled, and I have no idea what you said. But I guess, I think I know what you're telling me, so I guess if you need me, just text me.
I'm going to call you on the TX. I'm going to call you on TX. That means anything.
That works too, but don't do it just yet, because I got to get into repo. This is KADTX. The severe thunderstorm warning for Midland County is canceled. The storms which prompted the warning have moved out of the warned area, therefore the warning has been canceled. A severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 10. This is KADTX. KADTX with two statements. Statement number one, severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8 o'clock for Bay County. At 7:25, severe thunderstorms were located along the line extending from near Rhodes to near Linwood to near Zilwaukee, moving northeast at 65 miles an hour. 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts and heavy-sized hail are the main hazards with these storms. The severe storms will be near Essexville, Cuchulain, Bentley, Bay City, Linwood, and Spring County around 7:30. Other locations impacted by these severe thunderstorms include Crump, Mount Forest, and Bay City State Recreation Area. Break for the second statement. The severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:45 for eastern Saginaw County. At 7:26, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from near Auburn to Saginaw to near Birch Run, moving northeast at 55 miles an hour. 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts and heavy-sized hail are the main hazards with these storms. The severe storms will be near Frankenmuth, Bridgeport, Milwaukee, Birch Run, and Saginaw around 7:30. Other locations impacted by these severe thunderstorms include Carlton, Buena Vista Township, Guerra, Arthur, and Indian Town. Stand by for another statement, KDTX. This is KDTX. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:45 for northeastern Monroe and central Wayne counties. At 7:27, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from near Rochester to near Detroit to Trenton, moving northeast at 65 miles an hour. 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts and penny-sized hail are the main hazards with these storms. The severe storms will be near downtown Detroit, Grosse Pointe, and Belle Isle around 7:35. Other locations impacted by these severe thunderstorms include Newport, Melvindale, Gibraltar, Stony Point, Rockwood, Harper Woods, Grosse Pointe Shores, Seacourse, Grosse Pointe Woods, and Woodhaven. This is KVGX.
KV8 UIH.
This is KDTX. This is your thunderstorm warning for Genesee County is canceled. The storms which prompted the warning have moved out of the warned area, therefore the warning has been canceled. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:45 for eastern Oakland County. At 7:29, severe thunderstorms were located on the line extending from Otter Lake to Lapeer to Metamora to near Rochester, moving northeast at 60 miles an hour. 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts from heavy-sized hail are the main hazards of these storms. The severe thunderstorms will be near Rochester around 7:35. Other locations impacted by these severe thunderstorms include Rochester Hills, Madison Heights, Lakeville, Claflin, Berkeley, Oak Park, Hazel Park, Lake Forest, Village, and Auburn Hills. Stand by for another statement. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:15 for Pensacola and Lapeer counties. At 7:30, severe thunderstorms were located along the line extending from near Munger to Otter Lake to near Metamora, moving northeast at 65 miles an hour. 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts and petty-sized hail are the main hazards. These severe thunderstorms will be near Lapeer, Quinnipiscee, Lum, Fairgrove, Vassar, and Mayville around 7:35, Akron, North Branch, Inlet City, Clifford, and Caro around 7:40, Brown City, Kingston, and Unionville around 7:45, Agetown and Cass City around 7:50. Other locations impacted by these severe thunderstorms include Goodland Township, East Dayton, Attica, Tuscola, Elba, Calling, Wilmot, Wisner, Ellington, and Guilford. And my brother's statement. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect till 8 in Macomb County. At 7:31, severe thunderstorms were located along the line extending from near Metamora to near Rochester to near Detroit Zoo, moving east at 60 miles an hour. The main hazard with these storms is 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts and petty-sized hail. These storms will be near Warren, Romeo, and Sterling Heights around 7:35, Mount Clemens, St. Clair Shores, Macomb Township, and Clinton around 7:40, Armada around 7:45, New Baltimore, Memphis, and Richmond around 7:50. Other locations impacted by these severe storms include Roseville, Shelby Township, Ray Center, Utica, Frazier, East Point, Washington, New Haven, Stony Creek, Metro Park, and Centerline. This is KDTX. This is KDTX. The severe thunderstorm warning for eastern Saginaw County will extend 45. The storms which prompted the warning have moved out of the warned area, therefore the warning will be allowed to expire. A severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 10 o'clock for southeast Michigan. This is KDTX.
This is TDTX. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for San Alex County and St. Clair County until 8:30. At 7:36, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from near Otter Lake to near Lum to 6 miles east of Oxford, moving northeast at 65 miles an hour. The main hazard with these storms is 7-mile-an-hour wind gusts and heavy size hail. The severe thunderstorms will be near Brown City and Chittack around 7:45, Melvin and Marlette around 7:50, Peck, Yale, and Emmett around 7:55, Sandusky around 8, Deckerville, Appleseed, Argyle, Carsonville, and Caldwell around 8:05, Port Salem, Lakeport, and Lexington around 8:10, Forestville around 8:15. Other locations impacted by these severe thunderstorms include Anchorville, North Street, Lynn Township, Amador, Rockway, Jewell, Elmer, New Greenleaf, Fort Gratiot, and Avoca. This is K8BTX. This is K8BTX. The severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Monroe and central Wayne counties will expire at 7:45.
Severe thunderstorm watch.
The warning has moved out of the area, so the warning will be allowed to expire. A severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 10 p.m. for southeastern Michigan. This is KATTX.
KATTX, this is Saginaw County.
Go ahead, Saginaw.
You can put us back at condition green at 1940.
Okay, got you back in condition green at 1940. KDTX. This is KDTX. We're two statements. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Huron County until 8:45. At 7:40, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from 10 miles east of Pinconning to near Quinicusee to near Vassar, moving northeast at 60 miles an hour. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and penny-sized hail are the main hazards with this storm. Severe thunderstorms will be near Siegelwing around 7:45, Owendale around 7:55, Pidgeon, Elkton, and Caseville around 8, Badax around 8:10, Tindy and Ubley around 8:15, Port Austin around 8:20, Port Hope and Harbor Beach around 8:30. Other locations impacted by these storms will be Redmond, Harrisville, Huron City, White Rock, Ivanhoe, Grindstone City, Bayport, Pinabog, and Roof Break. A severe thunderstorm warning for Oakland County will expire at 7:45. The storms which prompted the warning have moved out of the warned area, and therefore the warning will be allowed to expire. Stand by for another statement.
W4XED.
This is KADTX with two more statements. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:15 for Macomb County. At 7:42, severe thunderstorms are located along a line extending from near Almont to near Romeo to near St. Clair Shores, moving east at 60 miles an hour. 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts and penny-sized hail are the main hazards with these storms. The severe storms will be near Armada, Mount Clemens, Romeo, St. Clair Shores, Macomb Township, and Clinton around 7:45. New Baltimore, Memphis, and Richmond around 7:50. Other locations impacted by these severe thunderstorms include Roseville, Shelby Township, Gray Center, Utica, Frazier, East Point, Washington, New Haven, Stony Creek Metro Park, and Chesterfield Township. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:15 for Tuscola and Lapeer counties. At 7:41, severe thunderstorms are located along the line extending from near Quinicusee to Mayville to Lum, moving northeast at 65 miles an hour. The main hazard with these storms is 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts and heavy-sized hail. These severe storms will be near Akron, North Branch, Clifford, Cairo, Kingston, and Unionville around 7:45, H-Town, Cassidy, and Brown City around 7:50. Other locations impacted by these severe thunderstorms include Goodland Township, East Dayton, Attica, Colling, Wilmot, Woodner, Ellington, Guilford, Silverwood, and Bifford. This is KATTX.
UIH VDS.
Go ahead, MV.
You can officially check us out of the net, and we appreciate your help. Great job this evening.
Thank you, and thank you for checking in. I got you checked out in 1946. Have a great evening. Take care. While I have a break, anybody who was attempting to contact ETX earlier, go ahead and try it again now.
K-A-D-T-X, Wayne County.
Go ahead, Wayne County.
Yeah, Wayne County has secured its net at 19:47 p.m.
Okay, got you checked out at 19:47. Thanks for checking in. Have a great night. Stay at DJ.
KADTX, this is Saginaw County.
Go ahead, Saginaw.
We're going to stand down our net at this time at 1948.
Okay, I've got you in standby at 1948.
Negative DTX, we are going to discontinue our net. Our net is now closed. It's at the 1948, now closed at 1948, KC8YVM.
Okay, I've got you checked out at 1948. Thanks for checking in. Have a great evening. KDTX.
KDTX, KC8ELQ, Bay County.
Go ahead, Bay County.
It's been canceled. I noticed we've been canceled. We are securing the net at this time.
Okay, I'm going to check out at 1950. Thanks for checking in. Have a great evening. KADTX. This is KADTX, a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:30 for San Lac and St. Clair County. At 7:50. Severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from Kingston to Allen City to near KPAC, moving northeast at 50 miles an hour. The main hazard with these storms is 70 mile an hour wind gusts and heavy size hail. These severe storms will be near Peck, Yale, Emmett, and Melvin around 7:55, Sandusky around 8, Argyle and Croswell around 8:05, Deckerville, Applegate, and Carsonville around 8:10. Fort Salak and Lexington around 8:15, Forestville around 8:25. Other locations affected by these severe thunderstorms include Anchorville, North Street, Lynn Township, Amador, Rockway, Jewell, Elmer, New Greenleaf, Fort Pratchett, and Avoca. This is KATX. The severe thunderstorm warning for Lapeer County is canceled. The storms which prompted the warning have moved out of the warned area, therefore the warning has been canceled. The severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:15 for northeastern Tuscola County. At 7:54, severe thunderstorms were located along the line extending from Subway to near Kingston to Brown City, moving northeast at 65 miles an hour. The main hazard with these storms is 70 mile an hour wind gusts and heavy size hail. These storms will be near Gagetown and Cass City around 8 o'clock. Other locations impacted by these severe thunderstorms include Wilmot, Colwood, Ellington, East Dayton, DeFord, and Culling. Stand by for another statement. This is KADTX. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:45 at Huron County. At 7:54, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from 12 miles southeast of O'Gray to Sevelling to near Cassidy, moving northeast at 60 miles an hour. The main hazard with these storms is 60 mile an hour wind gusts and heavy size hail. These severe storms will be near Pigeon and Owendale around 8 o'clock, Elkton and Chaseville around 8:05, Bad Axe and Oobley around 8:10, Hindi around 8:15, Port Austin around 8:20, Harbor Beach around 8:25, Port Hope around 8:30. Other locations impacted by these severe thunderstorms include Redmond, Harrisville, Huron City, White Rock, Ivanhoe, Waxham, Grindstone, Bay Point, I'm sorry, Bay Fort, Kennebog, and Ruth. This is KBTX.
Okay, DTX, LaPierre County. Yeah, please show our net secured at 1955, KVATAR.
Okay, that's checked out at 1955. Thanks for checking in. Have a great night. KVATAR, and stand by for a couple of seconds. Okay, DTX with three statements. Statement number one. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:30 for Santa Ana and St. Clair counties. At 7:50, severe thunderstorms were located along the line extending from Kingston to Brown City to near Capac, moving northeast at 50 miles an hour. The main hazard with these storms is 70 mile an hour winds off of some heading side tails. The severe thunderstorms will be near Peck, Yale, Emmett, and Melvin around 7:55, Sandusky around 8, Argyle and Caldwell around 8:05, Deckerville, Applegate, and Carsonville around 8:00, Port Sanilac and Lexington around 8:15, Forest and Hill around 8:20. Other locations impacted by these severe thunderstorms include Anchorville, North Street, Lynn Township, Amador, Brantway, Jewell, Elmer, near Greenleaf, Fort Gratiot, and Avoca. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:15 p.m. for northeastern Macomb County. 7:56 p.m., a severe thunderstorm was located along a line extending from near Emmett to Richmond to 6 miles south of New Baltimore, moving east at 50 miles an hour. The main hazard with these storms is 70 mile an hour wind gusts and heavy size hail. These storms will be near Memphis, Richmond, and New Baltimore around 8 o'clock. Other locations impacted by these severe thunderstorms include Chesterfield Township and New Haven. Mike. The severe thunderstorm watch, previously in effect until 10 o'clock this evening, is still in effect until 8 o'clock this evening. So for one more minute. It includes all 17 of the counties. And that's it. This is KVTX.
Good evening, 2000 hours, rain, 64 degrees. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area.
Mike, I'm from Oakland County.
Go ahead, Oakland County.
Yes, we are checking out. All shut down at 7:53.
Station calling. I didn't catch who you were, and I did hear you say you were checking out. You've got to either be to Fola or Midland. There are the only two left.
This is Oakland County. We're shutting down. This is W808K.
There you go, sir.
Oh, W8OK. Hey, I haven't heard from you all night. But I could hear you on your repeater, so I know you were out there. Yeah, have a great night. And I do have one correction. I misread the statement for the expiration, so let me reread that. Okay, DDX, I have a correction to the statement about the watch. I misread it. And it is now in effect until 8 o'clock, well, now just 2 minutes ago, for Bay, Livingston, Oakland, Washtenaw, Genesee, Midland, Saginaw, Wayne, Lenawee, Monroe, and Shiawassee. All the other counties are still in effect until 10 o'clock. So that means here on Santa Lac, LaPierre, St. Clair, Macomb, and Tuscola, you guys are still stuck with me. KDTX. This is KDTX. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:30 for Santa Lac and St. Clair counties. At 8:04, severe thunderstorms were located along the line extending from Argyle to near Applegate to 7 miles east of Yale, moving northeast at 60 miles an hour. The main hazard with these storms is 70 mile an hour wind gusts and heavy size hail. The severe storms will be near Deckerville, Applegate, Port Sanilac, Lakeport, Carsonville, Cromwell, and Lexington around 8:10, Forestville around 8:15. Other locations impacted by these severe thunderstorms include Anchorville, North Street, Amador, Brockway, Elmer, New Greenleaf, Fort Gratiot, Avoca, Fargo, and Rosenberg. Stand by for another statement. This is KDTX for severe thunderstorm warning for northeast and Macomb County and Staples. The storms which prompted the warning have moved out of the area, so the warning has been canceled. A severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 10 o'clock for a few counties in southeast Michigan. This is KDTX. This is KDTX. The severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Tuscola County will expire at 8:15. The storms which prompted the warning have moved out of the area, therefore the warning will be allowed to expire. A severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 10 o'clock. This is KDTX.
W4XED. KDTX is W4XED.
Go ahead for DTX.
W4XED, I missed check-ins earlier from St. Clair County. We're currently in condition green.
I'm sorry, what was your call sign again?
W4 X-ray Echo Delta.
You said Kilo 4, correct?
Get a Whiskey 4 X-ray Echo Delta.
Okay, thanks for the clarification. What's your name, sir?
My name is John. I'm in Casco in St. Clair County.
Okay, I got you checked in at 2008. Thanks, KDTX. This is KDTX. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:45 for Huron County. At 8:08, severe thunderstorms were located along the line extending from near Taseville to Elkton to near Argyle, moving northeast at 60 miles an hour. The main hazard for these storms is 60 mile an hour wind gusts and penny sized hail. These severe storms will be near Kindy, Badass, and Ubley around 8:15, Port Austin around 8:20, Port Hope and Harbor Beach around 8:25. Other locations impacted by these severe thunderstorms include Redmond, Harrisville, Huron City, White Rock, Ivanhoe, Rapson, Grindstone City, Pinnabog, Bruce, and Port Crescent State Park. This is KDTX. This
is KDTX from Tuscola County.
Go ahead, Tuscola.
We've been in condition yellow since 7:18. We are now going to condition green. Now that the warnings have cleared, we will be still on the air in condition green until conditions allow us to, or we decide to shut down the net. This is AC8WO.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks for the update. Okay, thank you. This is KATX. The severe thunderstorm warning for Sanilac and St. Clair counties will expire at 8:30. The storms which prompted the warning have moved out of the warning. Therefore, the warning will be allowed to expire. A severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 10 o'clock for a few counties in southeast Michigan. This is KATX.
W4XED.
Station calling. St. Clair, yeah, go ahead.
Before XED, I'm going to be signing out. It's all quiet here in Casco.
Okay, that's checked out at 2025. Thanks for checking in. Have a great night. KDTX.
Great job, Piper. Thanks for being there. Keep it up, Sylvia.
Happy to help. KDTX. This is KADTX. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:45 for Eastern Huron County. At 8:25, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from near Port Austin to near Kindy to near Forestville, moving northeast at 60 miles an hour. The main hazard for these storms is 60 mile an hour wind gusts and penny size hail. The severe storm will be near Port Austin, Port Hope, and Harbor Beach around 8:30. Other locations impacted by these severe thunderstorms include Roos, Port Crescent State Park, Lebanon, Cillian, Huron City, Helena, White Rock, Raston, and Greystone City, and Verona. This is KDTX. This is KDTX. The severe thunderstorm warning for Eastern Huron County is canceled. Storm just prompted warning has moved out of the warning area, therefore the warning has been canceled. This is KDTX. This is KADTX. The National Weather Service has canceled severe thunderstorm watch number 75 for the following areas. Huron, Lapeer, Macomb, Sanilac, St. Clair, and Tuscola County. Thanks to everyone who checked in this evening and hung around with me. I now release the station back to regular operation. Have a great evening, everyone. KADTX.
Hey,
Dean, Macomb County, you can show it closed
at 8:40 p.m. local. Thank you. Happy to help.
I guess I'll see you at the meeting.
Yep. We'll see you at the meeting.
Have a good night. 73, KDTX.
Good evening, 21 hours, cloudy, 54 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, cloudy, 55 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, cloudy, 56 degrees.
And meanwhile,